Next case, please.
Yes, thank you. Next application is case number 11535, the application of Francis Kathleen Wosley and others. Site is south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being northeast of Salty Way West, approximately 250 feet northwest of Salty Way East, and being more specifically Lot 66 within Kennewick West community. For the 911 address of 37803 Salty Way West, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 19.07, parcel number 33, and requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. On this application, the applicant seeks a 2-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for an addition to an existing dwelling. The addition was built in 1983. The applicant inherited the property by will, owner about May 9th of 2014. Gentlemen, on this application, we received no mail returns, no letters of support, no letters of opposition. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic Carmine and Weidman. I represent the applicant who seeks a 2-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet, and that's for an existing dwelling. Ms. Wosley is one of the former owners of the property, as well as the executrix of her father's estate, that's James L. Desmond, Jr. Unfortunately, Ms. Wosley is unable to attend the hearing this evening as she resides in Middletown, Maryland, and was unable to make the commute. As a result, she has executed a sworn affidavit, which sets forth the facts and circumstances surrounding the variance request. It also includes photographs of the property and the survey, if I could submit this into the record at this time.
If you would, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shane.
Suzanne McNabb, the realtor for the applicant, she's a realtor with Remax by the Sea, had intended to appear at the hearing tonight on behalf of the applicant. Unfortunately, I received a call this afternoon, and she's very ill. So unfortunately, she's not here tonight either. So it's just me and the sworn affidavit of Ms. Wosley. As set forth in the affidavit, Ms. Wosley's father, James Desmond, Jr., and her aunt, Ms. Schaefer, purchased the property in November of 1998. Ms. Schaefer unfortunately departed this life on October 1st of 2004, thereby vesting title in Mr. Desmond individually. He then added his wife to title, Frances Desmond, in 2005. She then passed away in 2012, and again, title was vested in Mr. Desmond individually. Unfortunately, Mr. Desmond passed away this past May, specifically May 9th of 2014. At that point in time, title became vested in Ms. Wosley, as well as her siblings, James Desmond, Paul Desmond, Richard Desmond, and Carrie John Desmond. Ms. Wosley also acted as the executrix for her father's estate, and she did enter into a contract to sell this property on October 29th of 2014. The buyers are Carl and Donna Beierlein. Prior to closing, as part of the transaction, the buyers did engage Cotton Engineering in order to prepare a survey of the property. The survey is attached to the affidavit, and it's dated December 14th, 2014. And it's this survey that revealed the encroachment that the existing home extended into the front yard setback by 2 feet. As stated in the sworn affidavit, to the best of Ms. Wosley's knowledge, the addition to the existing home was built back in 1983 and remains in the same location since that date, and, of course, since her father's purchase in 1998. To her knowledge, there were no other structural modifications to the home since her father acquired title back in 1998. Prior to the receipt of the Cotton survey, Ms. Wosley had no knowledge that the home encroached into the front yard setback. And, of course, upon learning of the encroachment, she promptly filed for this variance to bring the property into compliance with the code. You can see, based on the survey, that this property is unique due to both its location and its shape. The variance request is not a result of a hardship created by Ms. Wosley or her father. The home was placed in its current location when her father purchased the property in 1998. And as set forth in the affidavit, to her knowledge, her father was not aware of any encroachment And she did not become aware of the encroachment until December of 2014, when the survey was prepared by Cotton Engineering. Variances necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare, or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. Again, as set forth in the affidavit, to Ms. Wasley's knowledge, her parents never received any complaints about the location of the home, and to date, she has not received any complaints either. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code at this point, as it would be necessary to remove the front portion of the garage, which it's believed to have been there since 1983. Variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. Again, we're seeking a 2-foot variance. And hopefully, since I don't have a witness here to affirm my testimony, I do have the sworn affidavit, and I do hope that that is sufficient this evening. I am available for any questions that you may have and respectfully request that you approve the variance as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we'll start out. See if there's any questions from members of the board, and we'll start with you, Mr. Rickard.
Amongst your paperwork there, Larry, did you come up with a certificate of compliance or anything like that from planning and zoning at any point in time?
I don't recall. It's my recollection that we couldn't find one.
Oh, okay. That's normal.
Let's see. That is my recollection, that there was not one.
Nothing
record.
For the addition. For the home, yes, but nothing for the addition.
Correct, but it was
the
believed
difficulty
to...
of 1983. 1983 is when our computer system actually was started processing and giving us information, and this could have been just prior.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't confirmed it yet. I did have an inspector go out and look at the site to verify, because the first survey came in and it wasn't clear as to some of the decking on the rear to see if variances were needed there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were determined, and they're so noted and corrected on the survey, that some of those decks were at grade, they're basically no different than a sidewalk, even though they're wooden. And they met the criteria as far as that.
Okay. No other questions? Okay.
Mr. Martin?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And I have no further questions either. So, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,535. I believe that the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance in detail and presented to this board. And there is a uniqueness to the property. There certainly, as you look at the survey, you can see that. And also that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the applicant has addressed these. And the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's something has been inherited, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And also, the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,535. All those in favor of the motion. Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Conway, for the previous reason have been stated by Mr. Rickard. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,535 is approved.